One of the most frequently asked questions that I hear is the following. What is the best Parkinson's diet? The diet that works well for persons who happen to have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Because I received so many of those questions, over the past decade, I have interviewed a large number of individuals who are experts on diet and have recommendations for what diet would be the preferred diet for persons who have this diagnosis. Now, I want to say the people I've interviewed are truly experts, and each time I do an interview with one of the experts, people who have read, who have written best-selling books, people who are researchers, academics, scholars, I, at the end, think, that's a great idea. I bet if people embrace that, they would feel better. So what's the answer after working on this now for a decade? Well, in my annual survey that I sponsor through Parkinson's Recovery, I ask respondents what therapies are helping you feel better. Now, the therapies that I use, the word I use is a broad word, and it could entail any natural approaches whatsoever, not medicines, but natural approaches. Now, what's interesting in the responses this year is the number of different diets that people report are helping them feel better. I mean, the range is, I have to say, really, really incredible. So normally you'd expect if there's one diet, people, there are a lot of people would be reporting this very specific diet is the one that really is helping me. Instead, what we've got is a widespread, there's no dominant report of any approach, any dietary program that's helping people find relief from their symptoms. I've got these listed below, but just for your information, for those of you who are just listening to this, I just want to read what was reported to me in the 2021 survey. People said that the following approaches to their diets were helping them feel better over the past year. Adequate nutrition, acid neutralization, coconut oil, drink warm tea with medication, fish oil, Grundy diet, healthy diet, low-carb diet, MCT oil, Mediterranean diet, nutritional consultations, nuts and seeds, organic food, paleo diet, plant-based diet, protein shakes, vegan diet, Walls diet. Woo! Now that's a mouthful, let's face it. My answer then that I'm now providing those of you who are asking the question is there's no single dietary approach. After all, we all have different metabolisms. We all have different blood types. So it really depends on what our body is going to respond to. I've really drawn the conclusion that recommendations that only a vegan diet is the best way to go. Well, that's the right recommendation for some people, but for other people, it is not. Now, the one point I think it's really important to make is what is not on this list. First of all, what you don't see reported is people are saying, oh, when I eat sweets with sugar, I feel better. That is, people not on the list. You also don't see a report of packaged foods on the list. That doesn't appear here. Nobody's reporting when they go to the grocery store and they buy packaged foods that they feel better. If you have packaged foods currently in your cupboards, I'd like to just suggest you look at the ingredients and notice, depending on how many of those products you have or purchase, how many say, oh, we have natural flavors that are included in this packaged food. Let me clue you in. Natural flavors are anything but natural. They are synthetic chemicals. And finally, what you don't see reported here on the listing of what people say helps them feel better is ingesting dairy products. It's not here. It's not listed. So take note of what's not here. And if there's any bottom line recommendation that I think I would make to anyone, it would be Stop buying food at the grocery store. Begin purchasing raw foods from farmers if you can, but if co-ops or natural food stores, if you possibly have those available, and begin preparing your own meals. This is the one common denominator in what people are reporting here this year for what is helping them to feel better. Does diet make a difference? Yes. Is it huge? Yes. Can you eat just a little bit of packaged foods or sugar, or how about just an ice cream cone every once in a while that happens to have dairy in it? I just want to say, if you're really serious about having a successful journey down the road to recovery, then the answer to those questions happens to be no. May you have a delightful holiday season.